Good morning. I feel like I should say my name is Father Larry Richards. I'm pastor at St. Joseph Church for the Life Community. But we won't. Okay. Anyway, as we begin, this gospel is such a phenomenal gospel. There's so much to talk on. And yet, we need to focus on just a few things. And the first thing is in the beginning. And Jesus, the God of the universe, looks at us and says, there is no need to be afraid, little flock. Or in the other translation, there's no need to live in fear, little flock. For it has pleased the Father to give you the kingdom. So, there's no need to live in fear, or no need to be afraid, little flock. For it has pleased the Father. It's pleased the Father to give you and me His kingdom. And so we need to focus on that, because a lot of people, I don't know who you are, where you come from. Some of you I do, some of you I don't. But people live in fear all the time. We live in afraid of dying, we're afraid of losing our jobs, we're afraid of not having enough money to pay the bills, we're afraid I might get some sickness, we're afraid I might get cancer, we're afraid I might get this. Some of us become hypochondriacs, so look at this bump, I got cancer, I got it, I know I do. And we sit there and we go through all these realities and we live in fear. Some of us are afraid of flying. I don't know anybody like that. But there are people, we live in fear, and sometimes we let the fear control our lives instead of God control our lives. And that's what's got to change. That, you know, sometimes it's almost impossible to get rid of some fears, right? But they don't have to control your life. And the only way that can happen is when we look at the Father instead of looking at us. And here's the Father of the universe, Jesus says, there's no reason to live in fear, little flock. Why? Because it has pleased the Father. You know, sometimes people think that God the Father is this mean old man and has a carrot out and says, okay, if you're good, I'll let you have the carrot. If not, you're going to get it. But here it is. God, Jesus says, it's pleased the Father. It pleases Him to give you and me everlasting life. He wants to do it. It makes Him happy. That's why He created us. It pleases the Father to give you and me the kingdom. And the kingdom, of course, is heaven. Forever. We're going to live forever. That's what we believe. That's what we rejoice in. And that's what we need to focus on, huh? Not focus on the fear, but focus on the Father. And as we sit there and we continue with our focus about the reality of God, we sit there and see the remedy of fear. The remedy of fear is given to us in the second reading. What would the remedy to fear be? Faith. Very good. The whole second reading today dealt with faith. And then in case we don't know what faith is, He tells us. Faith is the realization of things hoped for. Faith is the realization of things hoped for. Huh? The experience, or the realization of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's the word. It's the realization of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So He gives us the definition of faith. So how do we deal with our fear? Through faith. And faith is having this hope. And see, what has to happen somewhere in our lives is when we sit there and we have this hope of realization, we have this realization of the hope. What do we all hope for, ladies and gentlemen? Heaven. And when you and I hope for heaven, when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we come to know Christ, and we let Christ live in our hearts, then we already start realizing heaven inside of our hearts today. In this situation, in this reality, huh? That's what happens. St. Catherine of Siena said it many years ago, all the way to heaven is heaven because Jesus said, I am the way. So when you and I have our lives grounded in Christ, that's when we start living this life of faith. And we already have in the day, every day, we have this groundedness that's in Christ. Not in our fears, not in ourselves, not in the world. But again, how do we get this groundedness? You know, as As I was gone the last 3 weeks, and we had some great times where I was the last 3 weeks. In fact, when I was in Halifax last week, it was the first one ever in Canada we ever did the youth conference. And so I start speaking, and there were seven bishops there, right? And these seven bishops, they were there the whole weekend and had to listen to me all weekend, which is always an interesting thing. And so, but when they were asking me, you know, the one Pendergrass, Archbishop Pendergrass, one of the greatest men and bishops I've ever met. He was just made Archbishop of Ottawa, Canada, but he was the one in Halifax that brought us in. And he was very caring, very loving, very much in love with the Lord and with love with his children. And they were asking me, the bishops and the different priests from up there, Larry, you're a pastor. Yeah, some people think I'm never there, but yeah, I'm a pastor. And he says, what's your number one goal for the people? And I says, and I met with the youth, I met with the small group leaders the other day, and they sat there, and you know, I said the same thing to them. If there's one thing I could ask for all the people that be in the parish, is that we'll all be people of prayer. Not just people go to Mass on Sunday, not just people that do this, but that our life becomes prayer. That we're so grounded in Jesus Christ that everything else is gravy, huh? Everything else is gravy. If you went to daily Mass yesterday, I had Mass yesterday at the Carmel. And if you remember by Paul, I ain't gonna even ask. But anyway, if you would have went to Mass yesterday, and they would have used the readings from yesterday was the Feast of St. Clair. Paul says, I consider all else rubbish. Everything's rubbish, except for knowing Jesus Christ is my Lord. That Jesus, that Paul clung to Jesus so much that that's where his hope was. That's whose his faith was. And that's where his fear was taken away. Because he didn't look at the circumstances, he looked at Jesus. And everything else is rubbish, according to Paul, except for that. Is that the way you and I are? Huh? Let's say again, the image I love to use is we're out in the lake today. We're not in the lake, but at least God blessed us with a beautiful day. And you go running out in the lake, and you're in you're in the boat, and you're having a fine day. We're supposed to get a bad thunderstorms later on this afternoon or later on tonight. And you're in the middle of the lake, and a big thunderstorm, horrible, comes. And you get tossed out of the boat, and you don't know how to swim, and you don't have a life preserver. Think about it. Fear sets in. You are sitting there, and you're going under once. Back up. Going under twice. Back up. You're going for the third time down, and this will be the last one. You will be dead. And then somebody grabs you to pull you out. Would you cling to that person for your very life? Yeah, I'll bet you would. You'd be clinging to that person like there is no tomorrow. You wouldn't sit there and say, oh, excuse me, wait, I dropped my sunglasses over there. Can I get my sunglasses? Oh, wait a second, I lost my wallet. Can we get my wallet, please? I'll bet you, you would cling to that person and nothing else would matter except that person saving you. That's got to happen with us in Jesus Christ. We're truly not followers of Christ until that happens. We're still cultural Catholics or cultural Christians until we cling to Christ for our very life. It isn't in my morality. It isn't in how I live my life just. It's how I cling to Christ and let Christ live his life through me. That's what we got to be grounded in. That's where our hope got to be. It got to be in the person of Christ. This faith that is unseen, that no matter what the world brings us, you know, I can get caught up into this, or I can get caught up into Jesus, who's made me a promise and made you a promise. We will live forever. That's the promise. There is no need to live in fear, little flock. It has pleased our Father to give us the kingdom. Will we look at Jesus? Will we look at our Father? Will we be people of faith? Or will we be people of fear? It's your decision. And the way it's going to happen is when you cling to Christ. And the only way you're going to cling to Christ is when Christ becomes more important than air to you than prayer. It becomes the most important thing in your life. And you cling to Jesus every day. And then if you were told, you know, like again, like Mother, Sister Christine was told years ago at the Carmelites when she was told, you're going to die, Sister. You have about a month, and Sister started to smile. And you think, why can you be smiling, Sister? And Sister says, either way I win. If I live, I'm with Jesus. If I die, I'm with Jesus. Either way, I'm with Jesus. Is that the way you and I live? anything's okay because I'm grounded in Jesus. May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.